Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from September 2, 2019 to September 6, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On September 2, here were the news. Neobank Arrival raises £1, 2 million to serve corporate sector. Wirecard, Brightstar to digitize financial processes globally. Outages at HSBC, Tesco Bank apps leave customers locked out of accounts. 3C Payment, Shiji Group team up to expand product offerings. UPI transactions overtake debit card payments, RBI shows. Trustly to provide Alibaba.com's customers with online banking payments via Ingenico. TrustPay introduces new payment gateway to merchants. Worldline wins contract extension with PayPal. BNP Paribas Arbitrage buys stake in ETF MG Prime Mobile Payments. Mobile payment users reach 621 million in China. Cashless payments are gaining ground in the Philippines, Visa study finds. Planix makes sales hires. TSB and Square announce payments partnership. 3C Payment allies with Shiji Group for global growth. Alivo and WSO2 partner on Penn Banking in Romania. PYMNT's Labor Day reading list, without the labor. B2B's Summer of Faster, integrated payments. Paysend hits 1 meter customers milestone. On September 3, here were the news. Apple Pay available in the Netherlands with Bunk, Monis, N26, Revolut. Fime supports TAICS to standardize contactless payments. Davito announces expansion to France. Danske Bank reported for overcharging customers. Concardis launches new solution for SMEs. Northone joins forces with Radius Bank for small business mobile banking. TSB and Square partner to boost payments for SMEs. Cellpoint Mobile rebrands as Cellpoint Digital. County Route 2, Network International deliver mobile banking in the Middle East and Africa. Slovenia's instant payment system to go live by the end of 2019. Binance buys Jex. European mobile payment systems team up to boost mobile payments adoption. Equifinance inks 5-year deal with Phoebus Software. Broadridge buys financial database services. Sage stocks tested in cloud migration efforts. Starling to launch web portal, third-party loans. Blockchain gains steam amid food tracking initiatives. UK consumers not ready to give up their bank cards, study. Curve raises 4 meters in minutes on Crowdcube. Tab enlists JudoPay for mobile payments. Online lender Namaste Credite launches digital-only bank. B North selects Mambu for core banking. In B2B, data integration makes sure the price data is right. UK scrambles to prop up business bank lending. On September 4, here were the news. Allied Irish banks choose nCino for core technology. Wirecard expands cooperation with Mizuho Bank. Payments company Allied Wallet opens new office in Thailand. Starling launches web portal in September 2019. Cyberbank reveals biometric payments project. Railsbank raises £10 million for its open banking and compliance platform. Brazil's central bank to implement instant payment system. Volkswagen Bank employs OneSpan mobile application security. Brazilian criminal gang clones MasterCard debit cards issued by German bank. UK's FCA issues new rules for SCA, affecting PSD2 timeline. WSO2 and Alivo to provide open banking solutions to Romanian FIS. 5 Degrees and Intersect announce fintech partnership. Cabbage acquires SMB data analytics firm Radius. Challenger lender B North taps Mambu, nCino for launch. B2B Pay pursues status as regulated bank. UK Treasury on the defensive over bank referral scheme. Payment firm Renovite names Sanjay Mishra chief delivery officer. Hong Kong relaxes rules in effort to boost fintech lending. Banks flock to trade finance fintechs. I2C boosts leadership team. The cash flow connection to accounts receivable. Fiserv launches interactive branch kiosk. Bank of Queensland partners Octet on supply chain financing. On September 5, here were the news, Finastra launches SFTR with reporting tool for banks. NovoPayment streamlines digital payments in LATAM with Visa Direct and token services. Cellpoint Digital, UATP to launch Apple Pay service for Southwest Airlines. Mobile Bank N26 launches in Switzerland. MasterCard, I&M Bank to launch Rwanda first multi-currency prepaid card. Boost expands international card network to new regions. PayBright raises $34 million MLN in growth equity from GoEasy. Ultimate Finance nixes unsecured loans. Swift reveals new API standard for pre-authorization of funds. Oracle taps Trinamics to bolster supply chain apps. SAP Concur eyes India expansion with Thomas Cook. Quantify wins asset manager client. SIA to bring digital payments to Venice waterways. Akinova adopts OpenFin for InsurTech platform. Track and trace is the catalyst to supply chain efficiencies. Credit Suisse Securities Canada picks Torstone post-trade processing platform. Regulators stoke the flames of the early wage access debate. On September 6, here were the news. INWI launches mobile payments services in Morocco. 5 Degrees, Intersect partner for new banking approach. Stripe launches instant loan service. Klarna, Boohoo expand partnership for new payment options in US and UK. Cellpoint Digital, Veritrans team up for online payment solutions in Japan. Carbon, AppZone, Open Banking Nigeria team up for financial services. Tico rolls out online payment service for registrants. Indonesian FSA launches online register to monitor fintechs. PayPoint, PaySafeCash to bring online cash solutions to the UK. Nissan, FleetCore team up on contactless payments in Brazil. Salt Edge integrates with more than 400 open banking APIs. UK retailers lose £8 BLN from lack of payment options online. HKEX and Ping and Insurance Inc. Inc. Fintech Mo. B2BE, Liquid Frameworks integration aims for faster R. Zero integrates BP fuel card invoices. Divi adds invoice payments to expense management offering. Moss bids to help payments firms access legal services. Signzy and PrimeChain collaborate on AI banking services. Small Biz FinTech leads end of summer B2B VC. New Zealand sees rise in late payments from larger firms. GoEasy invests in PayBright. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and FinTech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.